Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And happy Saturday afternoon, fellow foodies. Matt Russell broadcasting live for the most delicious hour on radio, as we do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. And if you're listening to us on KNST, or perhaps you're listening to us via stream on our website at www.onthemenulive.com, perhaps you're listening to us on the iHeartRadio Network worldwide. We are so glad you're here, and I'm glad I'm here because I am at the epicenter of gooey goodness here live at The Fix, which is Arizona's mac and cheese headquarters on University Boulevard and Main Gate Square, 943 East University Boulevard. And this is comfort food to the max, or as someone said to me the other day, it's about comfort food to the mac, because we have arrived at a place that really, I think, has pioneered what mac and cheese really can be in Southern Arizona. In fact, all of the Grand Canyon State, and we're here having a great time. We're going to be shaking it up with Amanda Raquel here in just a few minutes, is going to talk about this great vision that she's had for this wonderful place. She's rolling out some great specials for you fellow foodies all night tonight, going all the way up till 10 o'clock. She's got a holy ham mac, which is a mac and cheese with ham and Swiss cheese and bacon, topped with some Italian garlic croutons. And she's got a three cheese mac with, get this, she's got Alfredo sauce, she's got cheddar sauce, she's got Swiss cheese. This is a gorgeous three cheese mac, and it's right here ready for you at The Fix in Main Gate Square. Well, speaking about something that's ready for you, the holidays are ready for you. And when you're thinking about great holiday baskets and gifts and housewarming presents and, in fact, entertaining, olive oil, gourmet olive oil, and balsamics have to take center stage. And there's only one person in this community who can guide us to all of the areas of pleasure. His name is Tom Alfonso. What's going on, my friend?
How you doing, Matt?
Nice to have you back.
Thanks. I get a lot of gift baskets. Everybody's coming in for the holidays, getting an oil and a vinegar. We pair an olive oil with a balsamic vinegar, makes a nice gift present, and have gift bags that fit two bottles or a single bottle.
Gorgeous.
And we'll pair, if you want to give an olive oil and vinegar, we'll pair them together. We also have a six-pack of little samplers, 60-milliliter bottles.
Cool.
You get six of them for $30, and you get to pick whatever you want in it.
And the place where this is all happening is Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. You can't just say olive, you know, oil and vinegar.
Right.
Talked about a few months ago, there's a big gap between oil and vinegar and gourmet oil and balsamic.
That's right.
What is this place, Alfonso, all about? I mean, you're up there in St. Philip's Plaza. I think the perfect location for a store such as yours. Mm-hmm. You guys are just killing it here over the holiday season. But what did you want Alfonso to be when you first opened this place up there?
I wanted to provide what we provide. Our goal is to provide you with the freshest olive oil available. We rotate between the two hemispheres, northern hemisphere and southern hemisphere, so we always have a fresh supply of olive oil. Every 6 months, we're getting in a new shipment. So what's being crushed right now in the northern, let's say Italy, Spain, Portugal, Greece, we'll be getting in about 60 days. We'll have them. And then in April, May, the Australia, Chile, Argentina, we'll have those.
So that is serious gourmet olive oil.
Serious. It's a fresh. That's the whole thing. Because fresh olive oil, nothing's better than fresh olive oil.
Yeah, we did a tasting at Alfonso's a few months ago. And I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm a foodie. I'm going to say a little skeptical. Okay, because olive oil... You sort of opened up a whole new world for me, because
right.
I actually did a secret tasting after the show,
okay.
because I was like completely stirred by this curiosity overtook
right.
me, and we did that great olive oil tasting, went back to my cupboard and opened up something called olive oil,
right.
and it was from that moment on, Alfonso has been our gourmet olive oil purveyor of choice.
Right.
Talk a little bit about, and we want to remind our listeners, there's a way to taste olive oil to really make sure that you're getting the intention of the farmers and of the harvesters. Talk a little bit about how you do that as a consumer.
Right. So what you want to do is you want to put some olive oil in a little cup, and you want to warm it up. That's to release the aromas. And then when you drink it, we want you to drink it without using bread, because the bread distorts the flavor. And when you drink it, you slurp it. And that's to get the olive oil all over the entire palate.
I love it.
And you'll notice, you'll pick up hints of banana, you'll pick up hints of tomato, you'll pick up hints of grass. There's so many different characteristics of olive oil, and it goes from a mild to a medium to a more robust. The antioxidants increase when you get to the robust ones, so that's going to add some more what we call spiciness, that peppery finish to it.
That's great. And, you know, slurping olive oil is very much encouraged
that's right.
at Alfonso's. Okay, so you have from, on the oil side, we'll talk about vinegar in a moment, or balsamic, pardon
balsamic,
me.
Balsamic.
I mean,
right?
I said the V word. Oh, no. You're being very patient with me. So in the world of gourmet olive oil, like you said, you start, you have a mild, and then you're going all the way up to the real earthy, robust. You know, big boy, big daddy olive oil.
Right.
Is there one for your customers? And I'm sure you have a range of customers and palates tasting profiles that come into your store. Is there one oil that just really is one where you lead people to, or do you let them discover that on their own?
We let them discover it, because some people like the mild. Some people don't like the heavy, robust oils or too much of the spicy finish. So we let them decide. When you come in, you get to taste, and we'll let you taste a mild, a medium, and a robust. And then we work which way. Well, if you want a little more robust, we'll take you up to a higher level.
Yeah, that's me, by the way.
Right, that's me too.
I like a big mouthful when it comes to olive oil.
Some people just like that mild fruity. You know, we have some that are just fruity, some that are fruity and grassy. So it really depends on your palate. And then we also have specialty oils. We have black and white truffle, porcini. A sesame.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
It's a symphony.
Exactly.
It's a symphony of possibilities.
And then we get into our flavored fused and infused olive oils. And again, that's pretty much whatever you cook a lot of. You know, if you cook a lot of, say, meat and fish, you know, we have a gremolata, which is Italian parsley,
beautiful.
Garlic,
beautiful.
Lemon zest, and a hint of mint. All the way to our Tuscan herb, which is sun-dried tomatoes, garlic, herbs, and spices. So just, and our blood orange olive oil is probably the number one seller this holiday season.
Oh, that's beautiful. We're talking to Tom Alfonso from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour, and we are broadcasting live from Arizona's Mac and Cheese headquarters right here in the Old Pueblo, The Fix at 943 East University Boulevard, right here in Main Gate Square. Amanda Raquel is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes, telling us about the great vision that she had for what mac and cheese can really be in this community, and I'm a mac and cheese nut, so I can't wait to hear her story. And in fact, we're actually going to be talking to local iconic chef Janos Wilder, who's got Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails. He's going to be unveiling a new lunch special menu, and he's going to be telling us all about that. But, Tom, we talked a lot about olive oil. What's moving off the shelves in record time during the holidays as far as balsamics are considered?
You know, it's interesting. It's changed a little bit. Our traditional 18-year-old balsamic was very popular, and now it seems to be the cranberry pear white balsamic.
Oh, that's the one. I have that one.
And that,
yes,
with the blood orange olive oil, makes an excellent marinade or vinaigrette. And the fig is also very popular, a fig balsamic.
Never heard of fig.
Oh, yeah, Black Mission fig balsamic.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
It's great on cheeses, spinach salads.
And the fruits are doing fairly well then. I see you've got some blueberry, I think,
blueberry
infused.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
some dark chocolate, I think I saw.
Dark chocolate, which is great to marinate your strawberries in. Put it on your ice cream or gelato. It's very good on any kind of a dessert.
I love it. And you wouldn't want to do that with just any vinegar.
No, you would.
I mean, these
you
are
would.
High quality, premium
aged.
Balsamics.
They're all aged.
You just hit it, yeah.
Our traditional is aged 18 years. Our other balsamics are aged up to 12 years. They're all from Modena, Italy. They're all natural. No added sugars, no thickeners added to it. And that's really important. And then we also have some champagne vinegars from France. We have a Sherry Reserva from Spain. And we have a nice Serrano honey vinegar, which is
gorgeous.
Made here in the USA. Great on caprese salads, avocados, in salsas. It's got a nice little kick to it, but yet it's the honey makes it a little sweet.
And the nice thing about Alfonso's, you can come in there and you can sort of do a little tasting.
That's right.
You don't have, there's no guesswork involved.
Right.
You find what you like, you bottle it up, you cork it there, and out you go.
Exactly.
If you can get people to leave. I mean, I'm always the last one out the door.
We call it an adult candy store. So
exactly.
You get to taste everything, and you know, if you buy, you buy. But most people buy.
I love it. Okay, so here we are right in the thick of the holiday season. Mm-hmm. People are thinking about got hostess gifts, housewarming, holiday right. gift baskets. Is there one oil or is there one vinegar that you believe must be a part of anyone's holiday basket?
I'd have to say the blood orange and the cranberry pear balsamic.
See, you nailed it. Yeah. They each have their own distinct flavor, but when you marry them, right. when they come together, it's just, like I said, it's just a cornucopia
right.
of goodness.
Right. And you can use them independently. I mean, the cranberry pear is great in salads by itself, tuna fish, chicken salads, roasted chicken. The blood orange you could use for cooking fish or chicken. Some people use it on their salads all by itself. And like you say, once you marry them together, it's a whole new ball game.
Absolutely beautiful. Flavor. And you have different size bottles, too?
Different size bottles. We have a small bottle that's $10, a medium for $15, and then a very large 750 milliliter for $28.
So still, I mean, you'd think these are great price points.
They
you'd
are.
Think for gourmet mm-hmm. and the freshness of the ingredients, you think you're going to have these astronomical prices.
Right.
I mean, that's seriously affordable.
Right. And, you know, that's one of our goals, keep it affordable for Tucson.
That's great.
Tucson really appreciates the product, and that's our goal, is to keep the prices down. And we do shipping also. I mean, lately I've been sending out probably 30 to 40 boxes a day, so we're shipping.
My gosh.
Yes.
High volume production over there in
exactly,
Alfonso.
Exactly.
Well, friends, we want you to go over there and say hi to Tom Alfonso himself. He's signing autographs. He'll pose for pictures. And, in fact, he'll sell you some gourmet olive oil and a beautiful aged balsamic. Friends, I can't say enough about this place. You got to go up there and remember Alfonso as part of your holiday, of your gift giving, and maybe keep a little bit aside for yourself. I mean, this is just extraordinary.
That's right.
Anyway, Tom, he's going to continue. Continue to rock the house here at The Fix with us for the rest of the show. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the woman herself, the legend in the world of mac and cheese, Amanda Raquel. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from The Fix on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Don't go away.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from The Fix, Arizona's mac and cheese headquarters. And it's right here in the Old Pueblo. We are live in Main Gate Square, in fact, 943 East University Boulevard. Congratulations to the football cats absolutely owning the New Mexico Bowl out in Albuquerque. And we're not done yet because we've got the Arizona Wildcat basketball team going to be rocking the neighborhood here tonight. And in fact, this is the place where you should come to prepare for a victory or even to celebrate one at the end, or do it both ways. Come on down to The Fix and really experience, I think, perhaps for many of our listeners for the first time, what mac and cheese really is all about, what it is intended to be. And we are here talking to the oracle of wisdom of mac and cheese in this community. The lovely Amanda Raquel is with us. What's going on, girl?
How you doing?
Thank you so much for rolling out the red carpet for us here. I mean, all of our community celebrates and applauds the leadership that you have brought and have sustained, bringing to Tucson, really for the first time, a place that, in fact, is all about mac and cheese. Now, let me ask you, how did this whole thing get started?
Well, I knew that I wanted to open a restaurant in Tucson, following the family footsteps, but I had to do something that was big for the students. I'm in the Main Gate Square, and they're away from home. I had to think of something that was ideal for them. What's ideal for them is comfort food, and what is more comforting than a hot bowl of mac and cheese?
Right on. That's it. And so now you've always been a fan and an enthusiast of mac and cheese from childhood, and has this been a dream for a long time? How did that all come to
you? Yeah, mac and cheese has always been big for me. When you're a kid, you always get the Kraft, and then your mom adds the hot dogs in it. And I like to get a little more creative when I was growing up, and I would add anything in it. So I have the taco where I add jalapenos and beef and onions and tomato. Why not? Why not add more to it? So I knew that I could come up with 30-plus recipes and let people see that you could do more with mac and cheese than just the old traditional hot dogs.
So. Yeah, I mean, we've seen a renaissance, really, in the mac and cheese movement. I think Tom Alfonso, our celebrity co-host, will attest to the fact that more and more restaurants are putting mac and cheese on their menu. I think this is something that we celebrate, but they're not putting 10 or 11 or 12 right. different varieties on their menu like you have here at The Fix. I mean, when is enough enough, Amanda Raquel?
There's no such thing as enough. No such thing. We're at 14 right now.
At 14?
Yeah. Well, we run specials. We do a Mac of the Moment. So if you come in, we're going to randomly have a new Mac, and if it's really good, we're going to put it on the menu. And I have about 36 more recipes and so many more to think of. So
yeah, there's hardly enough time.
No,
so much Mac.
Yeah.
And so do you take, you know, certainly this community has responded, and we love it in here, and we, it's not just about kids and students. I mean, family atmosphere, you know, the kids coming in here, you got professionals coming over here, I mean, lunchtime, whatever. But this is really a place for everybody to sort of recapture your childhood and, in fact, to play in the adult sandbox a little bit with mac and cheese. But do you take guests or customers' recommendations for
all the time?
So they're not holding back. They give you ideas. And
yeah, customers on a daily basis are like, what about this? What about that? And, you know, there's been many occasions where I make a mac and I name it after them and I run it for a week. So I had a woman come in. She had an Alfredo with bacon and jalapenos, called it Jesse's Mac, and I ran it for a week as a special. I want people to tell me their ideas, and I want to put it as a special. I have A-frames out on the corner so everybody could see what they are.
Oh, my gosh.
It's endless. And we have salads and sandwiches, and I believe that a lot of it's adult mac and cheese because there's a lot of ingredients that kids don't eat.
There's a lot going on, right?
There's a lot going on, but I think that we can reach every demographic for sure.
So that mac with the jalapenos, you took it off the menu after 1 week? It was the mac?
People can always get it. We have a secret menu.
Can you please put that back on?
Yes.
Before the hour is over?
I'm going to be honest. I kind of had that for dinner before I came on the radio. It is that good. But we have a secret menu. Anything we run as a special, we will always carry. So it goes on to a secret menu, and you could come in and be like, hey, can I get that buffalo mac and cheese? And I'm like, absolutely, and I'll make it
totally
for you.
I totally dig it. Give the people what they want.
Exactly.
Okay, so can you get a cold beer in this establishment?
Yeah, of course
okay,
you
great. Because you can't have mac and cheese without a nice cold craft beer. What's the beer and the bar program like here?
It's actually received very well around here. A lot of students liking to drink before their finals. Yeah, but we carry four different varieties. We have Shock Top, Odell's IPA, which is huge here. And really, beer and mac and cheese are meant to be married together. And if people want to come in, we also have Hubert's Lemonade, which is a huge
Hubert's
hit.
It's a major trend we're seeing. We love Hubert's. I mean, it's amazing. Is there one you help your guests? You know, Tom over there at Alfonso's helps his guests kind of match together certain gourmet olive oils with certain balsamics. Do you help? Are there certain beers, depending on the hop factor or such, that you would say that might go well with this particular mac and cheese, or the spice in here might be picked up on the sweetness of this beer?
Yep, we do that. And the good thing that we did, too, with our staff, when we get somebody in, we teach them, you need to figure out what you love, and then you need to figure out what it goes well with. And when somebody comes in, you need to tell them, this is my favorite mac, it goes really well with this beer, and here's why. And you need to, like, coach them through it. People are new. When they say, okay, tell me, how do you make the mac and cheese? People don't get it. It's my job to walk you through it and then tell you what's good and what goes well with it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're actually going to be putting those very strong claims to the test ourselves in the second half of the show. We're going to have the opportunity to sample some of Amanda, her goodness itself, and see if it really stacks up to what she's talking about. But I'm going to put you on the spot right now, Amanda Raquel. You and I have known each other for about 21 minutes and 36 seconds. Yep. I mean, you're always so busy in here. There's vibe and there's energy in here we absolutely love. But we sit down here and we talk, so you've known me for a very short amount of time. There's going to be a Matt Russell Mac on the menu. What's going to be in that mac?
Well, it's definitely got to be crazy, extremely loud with a lot of energy. So I would throw in some jalapenos for sure. I get the spice going on. And I would say meat, lots of meat, maybe some bratwurst, some chicken, some bacon, some beef.
I am all over this.
Why not? Go crazy. It's loud, it's good, it's hefty, it's hearty, and it gets the message across.
Hefty, hearty, crazy, loud, energetic mac.
Right.
I like that.
I'm in.
And we'll call it Matt's Mac.
All right, great. Can we get busy on that,
yes,
please?
Let's
okay.
Do it.
And this, you know, and you might want to do a before and after weighing. You have a scale in here where you want to weigh your customers.
And I'll get you a cop in the back. You could take a nap later, too.
That's the way it goes.
How about a truffle one? Do you have a truffle
one? We don't. We're going to have a truffle one. We have a lobster one,
I'll bring you some truffle oil.
Please bring some truffle oil, and I'll even put the bottle in front, and we'll run a nice little special with that.
Okay, while we're waiting for Chef Janos Wilder to call in to talk about his lunch specials down in Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, I will rely on our beautiful board operator, Kat at KNST, to just chime in and let us know when Janos himself is on the phone. But what are your hours of operation over here at The Fix?
Right now, our hours of operation are going to be Monday through Thursday, 11 to 9, and then Friday and Saturday, it's 11 to 10. Got to stay open for the weekenders. You drink, you need some carbs to get through that hangover. and then Sunday's 12
to 6. You just call it what it is. Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love it.
Why sugarcoat it? Come on.
You know, I'm sure there's got to be with the antioxidant properties of those olive oils, I would imagine that olive oil plays a very central role in a hangover helper.
It does, because, you know, those antioxidants, they act like ibuprofen. So you get the same effects of ibuprofen as out of the antioxidants.
I'm going to be getting a bottle of this oil before I leave today.
Yeah. Dr. Alfonso has spoken.
That's right.
I mean, his prescription is right here. So what are you going to be doing anything special then for the holidays? Are there going to be holiday macs? Are there going to be
Holy Honey ham is the holiday mac. Holy, right, as in like, Merry Christmas. And it's actually, it's so popular, I'm going to put it on the menu. I'm just going to change the name to the Oinker just because it has ham and bacon in it. So that's going on the menu. We had Santa in here last week, but yeah, if anybody has any holiday ideas, I'd love to run them as a special, that's for sure. Anything they want, I will give.
And what's the best thing, what's the best way? I mean, certainly you want to have people come in here, get the vibe, get the setting, get the aesthetic, get to know you a little bit, your fiance, and really get a sense of the range of the menu, but we want them to come into the restaurant. How else can they forward you some suggestions on what they'd like to see? I mean, I know you have a very big and active Facebook following. Is that some of the best ways to get in touch with you?
My Facebook and my Twitter, I'm on them constantly, and I respond to everybody. So absolutely use that. Or they can email me at thefixaz@yahoo.com. That goes straight to my phone. I'll take it any way they want to give it to me, and I will respond. And I'm always just talking to all my customers on a daily basis. So any way they want it.
Amazing.
Oh, it's like a Gurney song.
She's good, Tom.
She's good.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You're the restaurateur. You know, you own this place. You're here. You're in the kitchen. You're in the dining room. You're mixing and mingling with guests. You're actually the one that's Facebooking and tweeting.
Yeah.
You don't have a high-powered marketing agency to do this kind of thing for yourself?
No, if you love your business, then you need to be the face of the business, and I need to really communicate with my customers, my employees, everybody. If I want to run something that people really like, then I need to be a part of it.
So. I love it. You know, I tell you who is a part of this conversation right now, and you don't know it, but I'm going to put her on the spot, okay, because we've got this wonderful woman in this community who tweets about all the great things that are going on in town, all the great events, what's happening at restaurants, what's happening at holiday bazaars, even, you know, the political news. She is just like, she's her finger on the pulse of everything, and I believe she has tweeted every word you have said, Amanda, about maybe 1,039 times since we started. So we want all of our listeners to pay homage to this wonderful woman. She is on Twitter, and her handle is @totallytucson. Okay, do you know this woman? You have her right there. Okay,
yeah.
So Totally Tucson. I've never met her. Mm-hmm. You know, I have fallen in love with the woman, and I've never met her. I don't know how possible that is.
Yep.
But anyway, she loves the show. She loves local. She loves independent restaurants. Mm-hmm. She loves the local stories and the community, and we're probably making her blush right now. But we know we can write. There she goes again. Totally Tucson. You know, I usually call her Ms. Tucson, and then she told me recently that I can call her Totally.
I love it. That's what I'm going to start calling her. I'm her fan. I actually follow her a lot on Twitter, and she retweets so much stuff that we do. I'm a big fan of hers, and, yeah, I like her a lot.
I actually think that she does social media marketing for a living, so this actually makes perfect sense.
Yes, it actually does.
I love it. So we love you, Totally Tucson. @TotallyTucson. Okay, so 15 mac and cheeses. Okay, all kinds of different meats and spices and sauces. And it's not just about cheddar cheese. You talked about a cheddar cheese sauce, you know, whipping it together with that velvety goodness. Is there one item on this menu that you believe most authentically represents what the Fix is all about? And I know there's a range of different tastes and textures and profiles, but what's the one, and it might even be your top seller, what's the one that you think on the menu just jumps off?
There's going to be two, and I have to say both because one's meat and one's all veggies. And these are our two top sellers, and people get them religiously. And that's the bacon bacon, which is just an enormous amount of fresh cooked bacon that we do all day, and we throw it in there and it's heaven. And then I have the garden, which is Alfredo based. We make an amazing Alfredo in store, and it's got spinach, jalapenos, bell peppers, tomatoes, onions, broccoli. It's got all kind of what's it called, avocado. It has everything in it, so you can actually get a garden in your mac. Yeah, stay healthy when
do your body a favor.
Yeah,
you think my wife will buy it, Tom?
You know,
Amanda says this is good for me.
That's,
you know,
right,
a lot healthy, fresh, vibrant produce.
See?
In my mac.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, you have to have your carbs.
Exactly.
You know, it's all part of that balance. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. A little bit of a gorgeous truffle oil drizzled over the top. Now, speaking on that one particular mac, is there a white truffle or a black truffle oil over there at Alfonso that you think makes the best opportunity to make this mac come alive, like it doesn't already do it on its own? But what's the kiss of truffle?
I would say the white truffle. The white truffle's smoother and has a nice taste to it. I would say white truffle.
And what is the? I mean, so the difference between white and black. So white is a little lighter,
right? No, they're actually the same color. It's just a different mushroom, different truffle mushroom. So one is a black truffle mushroom, the other one's a white truffle mushroom.
Interesting. Truffle's got to be selling in big quantities over there at Alfonso, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's
we
just
sell,
like...
We sell a lot
That's the queen,
of it. I mean, it's a,
really?
It's a special oil. It's a, definitely a finishing oil, and you just want to use a drop or two. I mean, because if you add too much to the food, you'll ruin it.
So, truffle fries with shaved Parmesan on top.
Yes, please.
Heaven.
Yes,
hello.
Please.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're
but,
talking
but
bacon.
But mac and cheese is
yep.
good.
Mac yeah. and cheese.
Our customers turned us on to that. And said,
well, now you know where to send them.
Exactly.
That's how
exactly.
how it works. Okay, so you said you house make the Alfredo, you house make the sauces. I mean, that again, that is an intention. That requires time and energy versus opening up a jar and saying it's house made. You really do from the very beginning. This is all scratch made.
Yes, we have a walk-in freezer unit, and we don't have the freezer on. We don't freeze anything. Everything that we do in-house, it comes in fresh on a truck. We prepare it, and then we serve it to our customers. So everything we do, we have someone in the kitchen prepping all day long, and it's from scratch because quality is important. So.
Quality really does matter, as Tom knows himself about the right. gourmet olive oil and vinegar. Okay, we got about another minute before we go to a news break and thank a couple of sponsors. Make sure everybody knows, Amanda and Raquel, where is The Fix located? How can they find you online? And really join this conversation for themselves.
Yep, 943 East University Boulevard. We're on the corner of University and Park. And you could go on to fixmeaz.com, email us at thefixaz@yahoo.com, or check us out on Facebook.
That's great. Yep. One particular favorite Mac of yours, is there one that you...
Buffalo chicken. It's like hot wings and mac and cheese got married and had an amazing baby, and I eat that baby. It was so good.
we certainly don't condone eating amazing babies, but you know what? This one, there's a waiver.
Yes, sir.
This one, anyway, we're talking to Amanda Raquel, the person who has made all this magic come before you in special ways at The Fix, Arizona's Mac and Cheese headquarters. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from The Fix. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu, live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of at Southern Arizona's Mac and Cheese headquarters. Yes, indeed, we are at The Fix at 943 East University Boulevard, right in the heart of Main Gate Square, rocking the house with my celebrity co-host from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Mr. Tom Alfonso. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, I drool when I talk to Amanda Raquel. Mm-hmm. I mean, does she have the same impact on you as she's having on me?
Yeah, I just keep thinking about that truffle and that.
I mean, I
wish I had some in my car.
I mean, this is just how this place rolls. I mean, it's a great atmosphere. It's a great vibe. I mean, even the walls are painted very intentionally.
Exactly.
Amanda Raquel from The Fix, talk a little bit about the place as a setting. I mean, when you think about a place that is really going to be known at its core as the destination for mac and cheese enthusiasts, the setting has to represent that in some way. So when you met with your architects and your designers and such, and knowing you, I was just going to say, you raised your hand. I was going to say, knowing you, you probably did it all yourself.
I did.
So how did you approach the setting here?
The setting, my biggest thing when I go out to eat anywhere is I want to feel comfortable and I don't want to feel stiff. I want to feel like I can say and act any way that makes me and my guests happy, and I wanted them to feel that way here. The paint is, it's loud, but the decorations are fun, and when you come in, you just know you're going to sit and have a really good time, and you don't have to be somebody you're not.
Right.
And then you can enjoy good food and good company, and that's what I wanted to portray to everybody. So.
And mac and cheese really does bring out the real you in
yes.
you, doesn't it though?
Yes.
I mean, it sort of takes us back to a time when things were kind of different in the world,
mm-hmm.
And just I love the sustaining nature of what mac and cheese is. I mean, you pull it through generations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my daughter is, I mean, she really should have come here with us today. She's 14-year-old. She is a mac and cheese sophisticate, mm-hmm. Amanda Raquel. So I can't wait to actually treat her to her first,
right.
you know, Fix experience. She'll leave you with a dozen recommendations for
I hope so. Bring it, yeah.
for how to do it. But you've got these beautiful orange walls, and yeah, I mean, you've got these great quotes all over, and this cool kind of cartoon art, and all the artwork is all very intentionally thought out. And you just couldn't imagine a better setting. I just love
Thank
it
you.
Here.
I yep. appreciate that.
So your menu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if in fact there comes someone through the door who takes a look up at the chalkboard, and again, that rotates. You're constantly adding new things
yeah.
onto the menu. But they really don't, they might have had mac and cheese for breakfast, which, you know, you're on campus.
I can't say
highly likely that
yep.
that's... happen, right? So, well, when someone comes in and they don't maybe necessarily want to do the mac and cheese thing, what are some of their options? You talked a little bit about salads, but where else are you going on the menu?
We have gourmet sandwiches, and we also have grilled cheese. And the thing with our sandwiches is we get fresh bread daily. There's a local bakery in town. They deliver to us every morning, and we have amazing bread. We use the highest-end cream cheeses and meats and veggies, and we make really – actually, my – favorite things on the menu are sandwiches, because when you want to eat healthy and have something hearty, you go for the turkey bacon. It's just like the Baggins Unforgettable, which that was my dad's restaurant, so I kind of had to take I had to take a little something from his store. But they come with chips and a cookie, which if you go to any other sandwich joint, you have to buy chips, then you have to buy a cookie. I give it to you.
Rarely am I stumped in the foodie news world. You're telling me that your father is the guy behind Baggins.
He was. My grandma is the originator, her and her husband, and right now it's her and Johnny and Nancy and a bunch of wonderful people that run Baggins. And
John's been on the show several times. We opened the gourmet.
We just were at a Kiss concert together in August. Having a good time.
I love it. All right. So, we love Baggins. Amazing people. We love the story. We love everything they're about. The Unforgettable is probably my favorite sandwich on the menu.
It's
the number
sandwich.
One on the menu, literally.
No, always and
it
always
starts
will
there,
be.
Turkey, bacon, sprouts, cream cheese.
You ask me what's on any sandwich, and I'm going to tell you. I love that place. I grew up in Baggins, and I think that's why I'm doing well here is because they taught me a lot. So.
Oh, what a beautiful story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a moment that we're all going to weep.
Yeah.
We're going to do it together. We're going to feel good about it, Tom.
Yep.
That's right.
That's what happens. If truffle oil doesn't
men
make
cry.
You weep, men do cry.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll put our engineer, Steve, on the spot. You know, Steve came in here to set up all the great modern technology that Clear Channel and KNSD is so widely known for, and I'm thinking I'm going to come in here, and he's going to be scooping up some mac and cheese in a bowl, and he went for the sandwich route himself, and he just had this smile on his face, like all of the troubles of the world just melted away. Now look at him. He's smiling now. He can't stop. But the sandwiches are really extraordinary
here.
Yes,
they're amazing.
Now, is there something, and we heard about something called the Big Fix.
Yes.
Is that still on the menu?
It is still on the menu.
Okay. I mean, does that defy logic and gravity and reason? And I mean, the Big Fix sounds like a commitment.
It is a commitment. And when people finish it, we make such a big deal, and we embarrass them, and we put them on Twitter or Facebook with their picture and their empty plate, because you got noodles. Those are carbs. But then you put them between two cheese-filled pieces of thick bread, and then they eat all that. That's a big deal.
Okay. All right. So now all you've done is it's almost like you've issued a challenge.
No, I believe that.
You've issued a challenge to me. Okay. If not for today, I'm going to come in here. I'm going to take that down.
No,
I'm
going to
take that Big Fix down. I'm going to feel good about it. I'm going to stand with confidence.
And then you're going to go home and sleep.
And I'm going to go home and sleep if my wife will have me.
Yeah, probably
right?
not.
So how many Big Fixes are you serving on a weekly basis?
I would say it's mainly the guys that come in here and get it. And I would say anywhere from like 4 to 5 because people are scared of it. They shouldn't be. I mean, I'm a tall, thin girl, but I can eat, and I can eat that Big Fix. I want people to not be so intimidated by it.
It's easier said than done, Amanda Raquel.
Agreed.
I mean, here it says right on the menu, the Big Fix, all-American mac and cheese sandwiched and baked between two pieces of bread. When we say big, we mean big. And again, I'm looking at that price point. You could probably get $23.99 for it. You're charging under $13.
Yep. And now I kind of want to put some white truffle oil on it too.
There you go.
And I'll leave it the same price.
Okay. So right. Tom Alfonso is a bit of an artist himself. I mean, I don't know if you've been to Alfonso. We certainly want to have you up there.
Yes.
But are you going to make a sandwich in Tom's name? Are you going to make a mac in Tom's name? Certainly, olive oil.
The truffle
has to
oil
be.
Will truffle be in Matt. It'll be in his name for sure. Yeah. He's when this is over, we're going to sit and discuss the perfect truffle oil mac, and that will be in his name.
It's literally happening right here live. This is what I love about this show.
And it's a local supporting a local.
Exactly.
That's big here.
Exactly.
That's what to make the world go round.
Right.
You absolutely nailed it, Amanda.
Agreed.
Okay, so the healthy side of the menu. And we do mean healthy. You know, a lot of people say, how can you eat healthy at a mac and cheese place? But you talked a little bit about the salads. Give our listeners a better understanding for the range of possibilities you have on
Definitely.
The menu.
Definitely. And our salads, we use spring mix. Spring mix is a very, very, it's not just water. And I love spring mix because of its health factors. And we have a Caesar salad, so for the people who just want to keep it light and comfortable, I have a club salad, which is an enormous amount of meat. It is so good. You could tell I like meat. It's weird. And then I also have the taco salad, and the taco salad has beef and my homemade salsa that is a recipe of mine, and it is just filled with flavor and hot spiciness, which is just heaven.
Mm.
And then I have the garden. You know, there's people out there who just want nothing but veggies, and we put nothing but veggies on it, and it's delicious.
Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And for all the mouths watering within earshot of my voice, we want to remind all of our listeners, fellow foodies, that Amanda Raquel herself is going to be treating one of our listeners to an encounter right here at The Fix. We are going to be doing a trivia question here towards the end of the show, and the first person that calls in with the right answer is going to get a gift card to experience The Fix for themselves, be it a lunch or a dinner or a kind of an afternoon snack. You're going to be able to meet Amanda. You can even say you heard her on the radio, and she might even sit down with you and say, what do you like best about mac and cheese, and let's put something together in your name.
I might even dance for them.
See, now all the lights are going crazy at KNST right now. She dances. You know, even Kat at the board is getting up and dancing herself. That's right. How it goes. So we want to make sure all of our listeners stay tuned for the trivia question. It's a fun one, and you got to do a little bit of thinking, but I know someone out in our audience absolutely knows the answer, and you're going to be able to experience The Fix for yourself. So we got a big basketball game going on tonight. The 8th-ranked Arizona Wildcats are taking on... I don't know who. Isn't that horrible? I'm a foodie. I mean, I like baseball as my sport.
Exactly.
But they're taking on some team that's going to lose.
We know that.
Right.
Yeah, that's a given.
So come on in, you know, maybe enjoy a Mac afterwards. But Amanda, you just had this great idea, which is no surprise to me. I mean, there's an idea a minute coming out of this woman. But anyway, what's going to happen here at The Fix? For people that actually go to McHale and see the Arizona Wildcats on a Vectric.
So what we're going to do is anybody who goes to the game tonight, if they bring in their ticket stub and they show it to us, we're going to give them 25% off their entire bill.
Okay, that's a nice. Huge discount.
It is right. A huge
and
discount.
And even though Tom is a store owner, he knows balance sheets better than anybody,
right.
And a 25% off deal is extraordinary.
Yeah, they deserve it.
So bring in your ticket stub after that. Now, it doesn't matter if the U of A wins or loses.
They're going to win, but no, it does not matter.
I love your intention.
Yeah.
I love it. That's what this show is all about. Mm-hmm. Bring in your ticket stub, and now they're tweeting. They keep tweeting. This is absolutely extraordinary. Bring your ticket stub in and get 25% off. Is it the whole bill?
The whole bill.
The whole bill.
The whole thing.
All right, so ring a bell. Alert your kitchen staff that we are now ready to feast on what's happening out here. If you want to, do you need to leave the broadcast booth to go get the mac and cheese?
I'm going to make it for you. I want to do it for you. It'd be an honor.
Okay, so you're going to disappear right now and come back with the Mac?
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I do.
All right, you got about 3 minutes.
Okay.
All right, there she goes.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Okay, I'll be back.
Okay, so Tom Alfonso, where do we go from here?
I know. How can you top that?
I mean, so you've got 15, and I was thinking 10. That's what I said in our newsletter, I think. But you got 15 mac and cheeses. You got Alfredo, All American, the Garden, the Jalapeno Popper, Bratwurst and Cheddar, the Cheeseburger Mac, the Bacon that we talked about, the Meat Lovers, the Taco. There's even a Lobster Mac with lobster and Swiss cheese. Now, that actually presents some opportunities for a little kiss of oil, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, maybe the lemon oil or the blood orange olive oil.
Lemon oil on the lobster and Swiss mac.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Now, why don't you guys just move in together?
Exactly.
I guess
give her some samples so she can play with them.
Yeah, I mean, Nancy might have something to say about that.
Right. But, she'll go for it, you know. As long as we get to sample everything.
That's exactly right. Because, you know, quality assurance is absolutely something that
we
care very deeply about.
Exactly.
Okay, again, we want to remind our listeners that Amanda Raquel is going to be providing an opportunity for you to come and experience The Fix for yourself. If you're the first person that calls into the station and has the right answer, the correct answer, you're the first person, in fact, to get through the correct answer to the trivia question. I'm trying to think. I don't want to give any hints or any clues. I think there's probably going to be somebody that is going to know the answer to this question. It could be, you know, as you know, we did our trivia question at your place, and I remember what it was.
Right.
I mean, it was, what is the difference between infused oil and fused?
Right.
And just out of curiosity, you know, I remember some of our listeners might not. Now, I know phone's probably ringing. That's not the trivia question now.
Exactly.
But remind us, what is the difference between fused and infused?
The fused oils, such as our blood orange and our lemon, the fruit is actually crushed with the olives at the same time. And on our infused, the... herbs and spices are steeped into the olive oil, kind of like a tea bag method.
Yeah, beautiful. And is there one favorite? Does one eke out the other in terms of what people really go for in terms of fused or infused? It really depends on maybe what they're making that evening or what their attitude is.
But our Tuscan herb, which is the sun-dried tomatoes, garlic, herbs, and spices, is a popular one. And the gremolata, The blood orange is also another popular, and that's a fused olive oil.
A fused olive oil, right. So, you know, Amanda talked about coming in here and getting a bowl of goodness, this mac and cheese. They've got two different sizes. They've got the mini mac, and I think they have something called the big mac, or the match mac is probably what it's going to be now. But it's not just all about beer and the Hubert's lemonade that we talked about. There's some wines here as well.
Oh, wow.
For the wine enthusiasts here, I mean, can you imagine coming into a place to get a big bowl of mac and cheese and a lovely Pinot Grigio?
Exactly. What more could you ask for?
I know. So they got great Cabernet, great Merlot, Pinot Grigio, you know, for the warmer months, Chardonnay. I steer more towards the reds, but I'm already thinking about what the white wine options are as I'm going through my mac and cheese menu. And Amanda, when you're thinking about pairing up a great wine with a mac and cheese, I mean, dispel the myth, that's absurd. I mean, I love wine and I love mac and cheese. Why can't they mutually coexist?
No, they can.
They can.
That's why I'm sold out.
That's why you're sold out. I thought it was just because Tom Alfonso came
in. Well,
he's been here since 10 a.m.
There's potential that happened,
So are you, with beer pairings, are you finding that it's also an interesting opportunity to tell a story to your customers about what you can do with wine pairings with some of the mac and cheeses?
Yeah, of course.
Again, with the spiciness of the jalapeno, perhaps with a lovely spicy wine, or something a little bit more cool, like a Pinot Grigio to cool the palate down a little bit.
I mean, always a Pinot Grigio.
Yeah. So is that your wine?
That's my wine.
That's Amanda's Nectar.
Yep. It's my Friday night event. Pinot Grigio and me.
And when does the event start?
It happened last night. It's done and over with.
It's Saturday.
So we have to wait until Friday night.
Yep.
Are you sell tickets? I mean, how do people get?
I can. Yeah, it's a good investment. I'm in.
Oh, man. So, and we've got the caffeine fix as well. So everything here is about fix. We got a sugar fix. You've got a large cookie like you talked about. Mm-hmm. Do people actually go for the large cookie after taking down one of those big fixes?
Absolutely. They usually get it before and eat it before. It happens all the time. And we have a student here who comes in, and his name's Tyler. And he comes in, and he'll get three, leave, come back, get two more, leave, and come back and get another plus mac and cheese. I love him. I really do. But, yeah, love the cookies.
Do you win a free T-shirt for that?
Yeah, no kidding.
You'd better. Yeah, double XL for me, please. Yeah. in terms of the macaroni itself, the source product of the mac, you have one, two different kinds of macs. I know you got a gluten-free option, which we celebrate because more and more we're seeing people touched by celiacs and gluten intolerance, so it's a great thing to do. Talk a little bit about the mac as a product. Is there one? Is it like a semolina flour mac or?
Yeah, it's semolina flour. We use Labella, which is a Phoenix-based company, so it's local, which is huge for us. And I believe that they're the finest pasta product around, and that was our goal.
It's a bold statement, Amanda.
It really is.
The finest pasta product around.
Well, let's say around Arizona, because, I mean, we're not in
Arizona. I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah, no, well, don't do that. Now you're putting me on the spot. Yeah.
And what about what is your philosophy here at The Fix? Because, again, this is all about mac and cheese. The macaroni, the density of the macaroni, and how long that you actually boil the mac before you believe it's ready. Because we know that there are some people that really like mush, and there's this sort of the traditional Italian, a little bit al dente, help me out, Tom.
Right.
A little bit of a resistance, a little bit of a chew.
Yep.
Is there one way that Amanda says this is what macaroni should be?
We cook it al dente because we also bake the mac and cheese. So it's not like mac and cheese where we put the pasta and the sauce, stir it up, and we're done. We do that, and then we stick it through an oven and bake it. So we have to do it a little al dente because it does get cooked again.
Right. So it's going in for that second round.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Of goodness and gooiness.
Absolutely.
A gooey, good, gooey and good guest on the Menu Live. Okay, enough is enough. We've got to give away a trivia a gift certificate because I think we're going to have someone that knows the answer to this question. And if you're the first person, again, to call in to our station and give us the correct answer, Amanda Raquel is going to treat you to an experience at The Fix. And Amanda, what is the trivia question of the week?
It is, who invented macaroni and cheese?
Who invented macaroni and cheese? Tom, I mean...
That's hard.
It's a hard question, but we know we've got a very educated listener base.
You do.
So who invented macaroni and cheese? And if you're the first person to call, we've got a gift certificate for you with the right answer. The number is 880-KNST, 880-5678. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of, I guess it's happy hour. Can it be happy hour? Every hour is happy.
All the time.
At The Fix, which is Arizona's mac and cheese headquarters, the official headquarters for mac and cheese enthusiasts here in Main Gate Square, 943 East University Boulevard. I'm here with my celebrity co-host, Tom Alfonso from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Actually keeping it together, hearing all these great things about mac and cheese.
Exactly.
All right, the minute that we went to a commercial, Amanda Raquel, every single line at the station lit up. And I don't know if they think they have the right answer or if they want you to dance for them. Or
if
they want to come in here to try killer mac and cheese. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to work right through them and see who's going to nail it. We're going to let you decide, Amanda Raquel, who our winner is. We're going to go right to line one and say hi to Terry. Terry, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hello.
Okay, you're on. What's the answer?
Thomas Jefferson and his cousin Mary Randolph.
Okay, so Terry says Thomas Jefferson and his cousin Mary Randolph invented mac and cheese. Amanda Raquel, what do you say?
I'm going to have to say ding, ding, ding.
We have a winner,
Johnny.
Ding, ding, Terry.
Yay.
Now, let me ask you this. You know, and my condolences to Greg and Eric and Scott who have called in. Come on in, guys, to The Fix, and you're going to get a great experience. Terry, did that roll off your tongue? I mean, you had this sound of confidence. I mean, is this something that you knew?
To win every week since the box of cheese that I got a couple of 3 months ago. And I love your show, and I anticipated what the question would be.
Oh, you anticipated it.
Oh.
You got on the ball. We're all blushing here. You know, this is your favorite show, no
yes,
doubt. I'm glad that you actually got in. You know, you're chasing down 10 million people on the way to the answer. But anyway, you are indeed correct. So I don't want you to go away. You know the drill. Kat back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to get that gift card out to you in the mail.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Terry. So Thomas Jefferson, Tom Alpha, did you, I mean.
I would have never
known that. That's a big shock to me.
I would have never known that.
I mean, you'd think, Amanda, that the inventor of mac and cheese would be Giuseppe Leonardi in 10 BC.
Something you can't pronounce.
Thomas Jefferson invented the stuff.
Right.
Well, as a tribute to Thomas Jefferson himself, and we think it would be fitting for us to actually dive in. But it almost seems like diving in would be disrespectful because if you can get artistry about mac and cheese, Amanda at The Fix has really nailed it. This is gorgeous.
It is.
Okay, so this is obviously the big.
The buffalo chicken.
Okay. Thank you. You know, my family's from Buffalo.
Oh, really?
I'm a Buffalo guy.
Yeah.
So this is the Big Mac. This is not the Mini Mac, clearly.
This is the minor. This is the standard size that you get, and it is filling.
So there's a bigger version
than
this?
Yeah, this is minor, and then we have major. We also have mini. The mini comes with the pick two,
wow.
So you could get like half a sandwich and a Mini Mac and get the best of both worlds.
Okay, so the mac right here, I mean, it's a mound. It's
yeah.
a gorgeous mound.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell the quality of the macaroni by looking. It's got these gorgeous kind of ridges to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of cheese in this mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
No, yeah, weird.
Okay, so I'm going in. Tom, you talk while I eat.
It's very good. I already ate mine. It's very, very good. Tastes like buffalo chicken.
That was a big bite.
I'm
you
a
went
big
to town on
mac
that.
And cheese.
I like your style.
I'm not done yet.
No, I'm not judging.
Yes, good taste. The taste of the whole thing.
Buffalo mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. Okay. What? The creaminess of the cheese.
Right.
Just beautifully folded into that, again, still moist, that little chew of that mm-hmm. macaroni. Is that? Are you using Frank's?
Yes.
Hot sauce?
Yes.
You got to use Frank's.
No, yeah.
You call it buffalo, you got to do it.
Right. I think Frank invented buffalo wings. I'm just kidding. He didn't.
So this, I'm so glad. Is this one of the Macs of the moment, or is this on your standard menu?
It was our first Mac of the moment, and the kids kept coming. We took it down, and they're like, wait, where is it? What happened? What? And we're like, no. You could still get it. So this is a Mac on the menu now.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah.
And not too spicy.
No.
It's just right.
Little suggestion, little heat to remind you that it's buffalo, and it's
right.
your fault because you ordered it.
Yep.
So there's no turning back.
Yep.
The cream and I love the sort of, you know, the sort of the aluminum ramekins that you're serving these in. It's different,
yep.
different style, different attitude. There's a little bit of an attitude
to
this
mac. Funk to it.
This is a delicious macaroni.
Thank you.
This is real macaroni and cheese. Like we said earlier, it's almost the way mac and cheese was supposed to be.
Exactly.
People just
not
do weird things with
right.
mac, right? Not out of a box.
Not out of a box.
There's this Kraft myth. Oops, I said it.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Okay, do not ever take the Buffalo Mac off the menu. Or you're going to have Tom Alfonso to deal with
it. And I don't want to do that. All right, I don't want to make Tom mad.
Where are we going next, Amanda?
The Garden.
Okay.
This has a little bit of jalapeno in it.
Okay,
so we have been warned.
No,
yes.
Jalapeno is good. One of the basic food groups.
Yep.
Beautiful here because there's lots of color. There's emerald green. Looks like there's some broccoli in here. Talk a little bit about this as we dive in.
This is, oddly enough, such a huge seller. You would think people would gear more towards the meats and the things that not necessarily are too good for your daily diet. Mm. But this one sells the most because it has our Alfredo in it, which we really do spend a lot of time on creating the Alfredo throughout the day. Yeah. Mm. But with the veggies are where it's at. These are all cut fresh in the morning and... I don't know. I just think it's a really well-rounded pasta.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Very good.
And thank you for calling it pasta because that's what it is.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate
right.
what it is.
Absolutely.
What I love most about this particular dish is the produce is still, it has a little bit of a crunch.
Mm-hmm.
So it you don't lose that property once
right.
you bake the dish. Mm-hmm. It still retains that pop.
Yep.
And that's what you want when you're talking about fresh veggies.
Exactly.
I've lost 3 pounds just from that first bite.
Your wife is going to love it.
She's listening right now. That's how it works.
And it's healthy with all those
vegetables. And it's healthy. Yes. Okay, right. And there's a good amount of veggies in here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just, you know,
and
a couple of pimentos.
There's tons more in there.
There's a lot in there
yeah.
that I don't even see.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. You've nailed it. All right, so we've done an interesting kind of spectrum here. We've
yeah.
done a spicy buffalo mac.
Wow.
We've done this gorgeous vegetable healthy mac. And then there's a sandwich here
yeah.
that defies every, you know, assumption that you've ever had about a sandwich.
Exactly.
Is this the Baggins sort of philosophy? Did you bring that from Dad?
Well, the biggest thing that Baggins does that I learned from them, which is very important, is using fresh quality ingredients.
Okay.
And just not cutting anybody short. I mean, you don't want too much meat, but you don't want a little meat. You don't want too many veggies, but you want just the right amount. So
just the right amount, she says.
Sandwich is
just the right amount.
That's a little large.
Okay.
Sandwich
this is the right amount.
Science.
Okay.
And you can get a sandwich anywhere, but you don't want that when you come here. We want to give you an experience, not just an average everyday sandwich.
Mm.
So.
Okay, right away.
Yeah.
Again, this is live radio. I can't cut out the part when I'm eating and talking.
It looks good.
Right away, it's the freshness of the bread.
Right.
Right from the very beginning, before I even, you know, put it into my mouth, it's velvety.
Yep.
It's got, you know, the beautiful herbed crust around there. Gorgeous. And then what's going on inside this sandwich? Because there's a lot, isn't there?
Well, yeah, we use the spring mix that we use in the salads.
Man.
Because iceberg lettuce, it adds a crunch, but there's no flavor. So we use spring mix. Then we use fresh turkey that we slice daily. We got fresh avocado, fresh tomatoes, and then the bacon. And the bacon we cook every day. And I taste test the bacon every morning. And I make sure that my customers get what they want, and I eat it. And it's good.
Almost fallen deeply in love with you, Amanda.
That's okay.
What does Adam have to say about that?
It doesn't matter. He's not over here.
Anyway, Amanda Raquel from The Fix in Main Gate Square, thank you so much to you and your family for all you've done in this community and for introducing us to real mac and cheese. Remember, go to the U of A game tonight. Bring your stub. Get 25% off your entire bill. What a celebration, Amanda.
Yay.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
Tom Alfonso from Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil in Boston. Like, always a party when you're on the air.
Yes.
We love it. I love everything you guys are all about.
Good.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be posted up on our website on themenulive.com sometime around early next week. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. Have a great weekend.